Hey.
Hey.
It's Marissa.
It's Sam.
And we're just going for it. That was good harmonizing.
Yeah.
Hi guys.
Hello everyone.
Did you miss us?
It's been a while.
We were on vacation in Dubai. I'm kidding. We weren't. We've been busy.
Very busy.
So sorry about that. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're still with us if you're with us. And we're excited to be back.
Yeah, we are. It has been a little bit, but yeah, like you said.
It's been 3 or 4 weeks or so.
School is starting, so you're busy.
I'm back to preaching.
But also, before preaching, you had a cold, which you're just barely getting over
right now. Just barely getting over. I got my water bottle. Yeah. We were supposed to record last weekend, before the weekend right before school started. And I woke up that morning and I had a sore throat. I texted mom. I said, this isn't happening. And then slept for about 48 hours straight, like dead. I came over to mom's house to take a bath, was in a bath for literally 2 hours. I've never been in a bathtub for that long.
Yeah.
So that's how sick I was. That kind of prevented us, because I was trying to get it done before I got back in the studio in my preaching.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a preacher and a milk lady.
And a milk lady. And I just started my new milk route.
Yes, which is very exciting. Yeah, she started that the same week as my school.
So it's
been a crazy week.
It is. I'm learning.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
It's been a good minute.
Yeah, it's been
We'll get into
good.
It a lot more in a next episode, or in a coming episode. We'll update you on how the milk route's going, how preaching's going.
Correct.
And our little wrap up of the summer, because we had a couple weeks there, a summer that ended. And
well, we were really busy with Maddie's baby shower, too.
Yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah.
Because Maddie came on this episode.
Yes, she
We'll
did.
Get into that here in a hot second.
Yep, yep.
But we just got done recording with her because, you know, pregnant people, they got to get home and get some sleep.
Correct.
So we recorded with her and then, we're excited to have her. So we just were booked, but we're thankful that you're back with us. And we got a listener email.
Yes.
From
we actually got a few of them, but we only have time because Maddie ran over a little
She's
bit.
She's just so annoying. She talks all the time.
Such a talker. She's just like her mom. Ugh. My gosh. But so we are going to hit our first one.
Yes.
And I have to apologize to this because I could have emailed her some of the answers back.
How dare you?
I know. That was very rude of me, and I didn't think of it until it's already been too long. So
Mom keeps getting annoyed about the fact that, like, we haven't posted anything in a month.
Yeah.
And I keep having to really remind her that she has the same access I have to things, and I don't have to do it all. So if you're ever not hearing from us for a long time, just know it's probably because Marissa's busy, and Sam can't figure out the technology.
Yeah, she can't.
But yeah, so we'll be back up in our Facebook. You can follow us at Just Going For It. We'll be back up in our Instagram following us at Just Going For It.
Mm-hmm.
You can always hit us up on our Gmail at justgoingforit@gmail.com.
Yes.
The number 4 sign is involved in all 4 of those situations. The number 4 sign. The number 4 number, not the word. Well, you guys all know that already.
Correct.
But yeah, okay, so should read us our anonymous email.
Yes, we do have an anonymous email.
Spell anonymous right now.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
Hey, really fast. What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Let me think about that.
Health nut. What'd you have?
You shut your mouth. Actually, I didn't.
Quick, Sam, what'd you have for dinner tonight? Just a quick segment.
Three Musketeers.
She did have a Three Musketeers.
That's what I have for dinner.
And ramen.
I had ramen.
She had a ramen noodle packet.
I haven't had
flavored.
That forever. Yeah.
I'm no better. I had 2 ramen noodle packets that were chicken.
Well, you know why? Because we had a really late lunch today, and that's all I basically ate at Hacienda.
That's not terrible.
No.
Careful, children. That's a lot of sodium. That's about it.
It definitely was a lot of sodium. So now I'm just drinking water for the rest of the...
Wow. You're so healthy. Love it. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
I am. I try.
You're right.
But not tonight. Okay. Anyway, on to our first email. This is a question for me, the milk lady, and it comes from somebody who would like to address a bug problem that they have in their mailbox.
Milk box.
So she, first of all, is interested in wanting to know what kind of things I have found in milk boxes. And she currently has an earwig infestation going on in her milk box.
Not great.
And she thinks that's probably scares her milkman, which it probably is. And that's why she's not getting milk delivery. Someone in her neighborhood also found some bologna and cheese in their mailbox.
Gross.
In the summer.
That sounds disgusting.
I bet they're not getting any milk in there either.
Oh, gosh.
So I want to address how to maybe cure some of those bug problems. People, I have had earwigs. There's bees. It's a huge problem right now. And there is also ants. Ants. Those.
Yeah, when you're leaving your bologna and cheese in there.
I mean, for real. I've seen the little maggots in there.
Oh, no.
The terrible, terrible. So, there's some things that help deter these bugs. A lot of people I've noticed lately, and I've read this as well, have been using dryer sheets. They put one or two in the back of your box, and the smell, which is fresh, usually, deters a lot of the bugs, bees, the earwigs.
I feel like I've seen that a lot on social media, like, if you're trying to get rid of mosquitoes or trying to get rid of, like, ants. Yeah, like, a lot of, like, just food smells.
Put a couple of those in your mailbox in the back. And change them out every, month or so. Also, a good thing is to seal up your mailbox so there's not moisture in there, because that definitely...
How would you do that?
Huh?
How would you seal it?
I would use caulk.
Okay, like around the edges and stuff?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, I've seen people use duct tape. Just something to keep...
Something
the,
real classy.
You know, duct tape kind of fixes everything.
Right.
But also, yeah, so I would caulk it if you have any big things. Okay. Yeah, just try and keep your mailbox dry.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anything with, like, any essential oils or anything? A lot of people use those.
So here's one thing that I do myself. I mean, besides the normal bug sprays, but they're just so nasty, I feel like, and the chemicals I don't like. But I myself have used, I buy... myself a spray bottle, and I fill it with water. Not a big, large one, but kind of medium, whatever.
Size,
And then I put about 30 to 40 drops of peppermint oil in the water. Shake, give it a shake, shake.
Yeah.
And when I see bees around boxes, give it a shake, shake. I will spray. I'll spray the whole outer box.
Uh-huh.
I'll give a spray inside the box, because sometimes, a lot of times, the bees are coming from underneath the mailbox too, and you can't see them. But as soon as we open the doors, that obviously wakes them up from wherever they are, and here they come. I've been stung so many times already this year, at least four times.
Ooh.
I
would not do that.
So, yeah, it's... But I spray that box.
Yeah.
And that does help for a few days anyway.
Yeah.
You know, keeps them away until the owners can, like, knock that beehive out of the way and get rid of it. So there's that.
All right.
What else? Let's see. Some of the weird things that I have found.
In milk boxes. I mean, I know I've done it. I've left some things in people's milk boxes for them when you're just driving by and dropping something off.
Honestly, you're not supposed to do that. It's kind of against the rules.
Sue me.
I mean,
whose rules?
Listen.
The government's? Yeah, right.
Listen, your milkman could take those things back to the post office.
Let them.
They will call you and they will charge you for having those things in there, and you will pay for them to get them back.
Ooh, and what? Will I be a felon?
Maybe. So it's a big guy, right?
Yeah.
No worries. Right. All right. So some of the fun things that I have found coming up actually around this fall time season when people start putting their Halloween decorations up. Some of my customers, not on this new route, but they would love to put things in their mailbox that
milk box
that will jump out and scare the shit out of me, such as I open the lid and there's a screaming skeleton that goes off with like the blinking eyes immediately. Yeah. That always gives me a nice piss in my pants.
Cute.
They also like to drop those little, you know, those crackle things that you throw down on the ground and they pop.
Yeah.
Well, they like to set some up in the right by the mailbox.
Right by the curb.
So when I run over them,
it just sounds like a bunch of pop, pop, pops.
Yep. Another pants pisser. I know some of my coworkers, they have found a gun in the mailbox.
Yeah. I heard about that one.
Mounds of cash.
Okay.
People just, I can't freaking believe
it. I would take that. What do you do?
No, you don't take that.
Come on.
A, that could be a setup from the postal inspectors. B, that's not yours. You don't touch it. So you
take it to the milk office and you say, what do I do with this?
I mean, but here's the thing. I will usually take a picture, call the supervisor and say, hey, this is in the box, just letting you know.
Do you deliver the milk still?
I don't. I just close it back up and say, not today, Satan. And I just keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to mess with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is scary.
You know, you don't know what that money's in there for. Yeah. And I don't want to.
The gun is pretty scary.
That is very scary. We do report those things.
Don't leave your guns in your milk boxes, you guys.
Yeah, please don't. Mice.
Ugh. I would quit. I would quit teaching. Oh my gosh.
I also have eaten donuts.
In case you're hungry for later.
I guess people are just trying to be nice and leave me a snack.
That is hilarious.
But I will
also...
I have two
connections to preaching.
Okay, tell me about
on
that.
Those. Okay, so the first one, the mice thing.
Yeah.
Not related to me at my school where I preach. But we watched a TikTok video. We sent it in our group message of my coworkers. And this lady was... just right at the first day of school, she was helping like a little kindergartner or something clean out supplies out of his backpack. And she reaches in there and there was a huge white snake.
Shut.
Because the kid had talked about like they have a pet snake at home. She's like, that's so great. They packed their little snake up and brought it to school.
No way.
We were all texting like, I would quit. I would be crying. We would be calling our principal and that's it.
Correct.
And I was like, you would know if there was a snake in my room.
Yeah.
Like there was a snake. We had a snake in our school. It like must have gotten in with like, we thought maybe at the book with the book fair last year.
Okay.
And so I guess it was like in the hallways. And I literally told everybody, I said, it would have been a full like SOS alert on our app if there was a snake and I saw it. Like you would have known that I was involved in that. Okay, the half-eaten donut thing brings me to, I have a coworker and I forgot about this. Last year, she had a donut on her desk from something. We had them in the lounge or whatever, yada yada. So she had them and it was just a full donut and she went to make copies or something. I don't even know. And she came back and she said, on her desk, the donut was sitting there with a bite taken out of it. And she said she had
She was like dumbfounded. Like she could not believe it. She was like, what the heck just happened? And literally like then had to proceed to like investigate with the children, like
what just happened here,
yeah. Everybody. And I think she like had to find like found the kid that did it and was like, you can't grab things off of my desk like that and just like eat them. Like what? So that is hilarious. Oh, that is
so funny.
Those kinds of things equally get left.
Maybe I was around delivering milk to that kid's house and yeah, he just had to share. Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was trying to share
that
with me.
That is so funny.
That is so funny.
I love it.
Oh, well. Well, that's about.
That was kind of our most important thing to touch on.
Yeah. I wanted to touch base. I'm sorry, Anonymous, that I did not get back to you sooner. We've just been really busy. But we're on it.
Hopefully the earwigs have not taken over your entire life.
Correct.
Please text me or call me and let us know if you are now an earwig yourself because they've, they've colonized your home.
Yes.
So, all right. Yeah, I love it. We are going to go into a little episode now with Maddie. So we'll get that little introduction going on. And you'll hear about all of the new stuff we have just going for it later on in our next couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Cool. All right. Here's Maddie.
Yep.
There. I was looking at a different time. Okay. So our next order of business is that we recently got to have a baby shower for my daughter Maddie.
Yay. And here she is with
us. She's live
today.
In the flesh. We forced her upon the pod.
Got two guests
because she's
today.
Yes, we have 1¾ guests here. We have asked her to come on because she's just going for motherhood.
Yes, she is,
for the very first time, which is so funny.
Scary.
And super scary and really fun. So welcome to the pod, Maddie.
Thanks.
Did you love your baby shower?
I did. I loved it very much. I think it was a good outcome. I liked how the decor turned out.
Yeah.
It looked nicer than I thought it would.
You had a lot of people.
Yeah.
You had a great turnout.
I did. I feel like I did.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody that came, I had some people drop out, but that was fine.
Yeah.
Either they like sent me a gift mail.
Yeah.
Or
people that had stuff going on, obviously, like that's hard.
Well, the other thing is that I still have a baby shower at my work.
Oh, fun.
At my place of employment, but that's not going to be until like the end of September because my coworker is also pregnant.
Yeah.
And
that's
she's
so
like
fun.
My best friend at work. And so we're 4 weeks apart. So we're just going to have like a joint baby shower at the end of September.
Cute.
So I still have that one to look forward to. I'm a little not actually annoyed about it, but I'm just like, I already have all of my stuff from my baby shower, like put away and organized.
Ooh,
but
that's
I still
awesome.
Have another month for this one. I'm like, I just want to do it and be done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of the things that you asked for off of your list? Do you feel like?
Yeah, I got a lot of the big items.
Which is really great,
like the big ticket items, which was
very
nice.
Helpful.
It's very helpful. And then a lot of like I didn't get, and this is the part where I'm like waiting for the work baby shower, but I'm also just kind of waiting. I don't really know what I'm waiting for, honestly, but it's like a lot of the little stuff, like grooming stuff, like bathing things. Like I have no lotion. I think I have a little sample size from like one of the registry boxes I got.
Yeah.
So I have like no lotion. I have like maybe two things of like butt paste. I don't have any like nail clippers. I don't have a hairbrush. It's just the little knickknacks like that.
Was that stuff on your list?
I don't
it
think.
It was.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It was, but a lot of people just got either like the bigger thing or
which is honestly really nice because I feel like too, sometimes, especially like nowadays and like, you know, mom and her Yuka stuff, like, I feel like it's hard sometimes to pick stuff out like that for people because people have certain preferences of like, I don't want my baby to have certain scents or I need sensitive skin stuff for here.
Yeah.
Well, so that's maybe that's a lot of it too.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Excuse me. That's a lot of, what? Nothing. It was just funny. Then I just coughed.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I have a few gift cards. I got a lot of Target gift cards and I already use those. Like I got the cubby organizers. I got we got rods to hang in the closet. I got more hangers.
Yeah.
Like, I use that on some stuff, but
yeah,
I have like more gift cards that I'm just kind of saving for.
Yeah.
So for I could place a huge Amazon order of all just that little stuff.
Yeah. That's sweet. I feel like you had a couple of really fun gifts too that are like not necessarily fun, but like stuff that I wouldn't think to get somebody from like people that are moms of like girls right now or kids right now, like some random stuff I saw you pull out that I was like, oh yeah, I wouldn't have even thought to like get that, that like you could tell people were like, I've done this a couple of times, I've been around the block a little bit. Yeah. Like
what was one thing? I can't,
like I feel like Heather, like, and Katie and Courtney got you like a good amount of like really practical things, like for nursing and just like and maybe they were on your list, but just like, it felt like a lot of things that I would never consider as somebody that's never had kids. And we know those girls are like overflowing with kids, like with their little baby girls.
Well,
and
that was
stuff,
the other nice thing is I feel like I got a lot of gifts that were not a lot, but like I did. It was nice to get some gifts that were for like me, like Donovan's sister got me like my little Perry bottle. Yeah. Like, so people were getting things for like my aftercare as well.
Yeah.
Rather than all just, you know, cute outfits and clothes and stuff for baby.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Speaking of cute outfits and clothes.
Yeah. What were your most fun? Obviously, thanks to everybody that did give stuff to Maddie.
Everybody that did get me a gift or even
just show up and
or even send. Have texted me and just said like, congrats. Like, thank you.
It's good to know that people are excited for you.
There's definitely a lot more. You know, the village is a lot bigger than I thought or
than you anticipated, and which
and
is exciting.
I'm grateful for any and all help I get from anybody.
What were your most fun gifts? Because there were a few that were like super fun
or cute
or like from like your best, like most favorite sister, like
I got this really ugly baby.
Right.
I'm kidding.
That was handmade.
I actually, so Marissa made me she crocheted me a baby blanket. Super cute. I picked out the yarn. It was like an ombre pinkish purple one.
Yeah.
And it was really cute. I didn't know what design she did, but it has these little like
little bubbles on it, like little bobble stitch.
I don't know also why Austin's such a hater about it. He told me, he was like, you're gonna hate it, like it's kind of ugly. And I was like,
was he being so serious about it though?
He doesn't. I was like, Austin, have you ever thought that maybe you're ugly?
It's definitely something to consider. Listeners, write in if you think Austin's also ugly.
No, it was a very cute, like, it's super adorable.
I feel like he was being sarcastic. I feel like he was pretty pumped about it. So unless he was lying to my face, Austin, if you're listening to this, speak the truth.
Be honest. I loved it. I thought it was super cute. It's super soft. She has, the issue though is that she has like other people made some homemade blankets. And still super cute, but I'm just like, how do you display these? Like, because obviously I don't want her like sleep. I don't want her to like put her.
You get one of those the little ladders.
The blanket ladder?
Yeah.
Marissa's supposed to be giving me
her. I do have one. Yeah. I will give that to you.
Yeah, that's a nice.
But yeah, like obviously, like, I feel like
I just don't know where to store
a lot of them.
I don't want to get rid of them.
I think
they're
I would say, I would hope that you wouldn't do that. Yeah,
no.
Like, we have a lot of them displayed, or not displayed, but, like, in our, totes and stuff in the storage for eventually, like, when we want them for at some point. But, like, you can rotate them out, like, hanging off of the crib, like, you know,
and
like,
honestly,
or on your nursery chair. Like, my thought process was, like, for mine specifically, too, like, you could use that to toss over her car seat, like, when you're running in and out. Like, I made it with a durable yarn that, like, you can wash.
I was
going to
say, a lot
like,
of those you really could use.
Or just, like, leave them around the house for, like,
just, like, little sweet things for her and...
Because I did use yours that you guys got from, like, your grandmas that made yours.
Yeah.
We did use them. And then I just washed them, but very gently and a gentle cycle and everything. And, I mean, they've lasted 30 years.
One thing that was pretty sad about the blanket reveal is that My mom decided to reveal all of our gifts to Maddie.
It was Dad.
Well, I was trying to set up the frickin' shower.
Yeah, Dad did grab me. I was assembling the banana pudding cups in the kitchen. Dad was like, all right, come see what Mom got you. So he dragged me out.
Because Mom was desperate to frickin' show it off.
Mom has been asking to, she's been wanting to show me her gift for the past, 2 months, basically. And she said it. And she's like, do you just want your gift now? And I'm like, no, Mom, you can wait till the shower. So finally it was all set up.
And then up until the shower, I had to keep asking every time I saw her just to be annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, Maddie got to see the blanket without me there. So then she was obviously crying and I missed it. And so that was pretty lame. And my parents suck for that.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
But overall,
I mean, it was a group effort of fault.
Leading to the next.
Right. So leading to the next one.
In case you didn't pick up on it, my mom assembled this little baby closet rod thingy-majig. And it was really, all the times, because I'd come over to her house, and everybody that was at her house, she'd be like, come downstairs, let me show you her gift. And I had to, stay upstairs. And I always heard everybody being like, aw, that's so cute. Yeah. But I was like, okay, but is it actually cute? Am I going to hate it? Is it cringy? what is this? So then when
people that have moms and daughters, you know that your moms are not always actually that cute.
The thing is that my mom loves Temu, and she just loves to buy things that she thinks we use and we never use. Mom
loves a good knickknack.
She gave us these purses for Valentine's Day that were fuzzy.
They are cute, though.
Those were from an antique shop.
Well, I took my Target gift card out of it and I gave her the purse back.
Oh my gosh. That was cute.
And I'm going to give it to my little baby granddaughter.
Yeah. You can save this for the baby.
We're going to complain about anything. Because that was cute. I just don't think you and I wear purses like that out often. But I like mine for if I ever have a specific outfit.
But it's
outfit
a nice costuming one. And
let's
complain about, if we want to complain about anything, we're going to complain about the fact that Mom felt like we all needed these awful looking sun hats from Walmart for $3.
Were those rainbow ones?
Oh.
No.
Wait, sun hats?
She got us a sun hat. The beach hats, you remember?
The beach hats.
She had to buy five of them for every woman in her life that she knew and cared about.
Yes. And guess what? My best friend
wears hers all the time.
She does.
Well, that's why you guys are best friends, because she doesn't have the heart to tell you.
I couldn't even tell you where mine.
Guaranteed you gave it away.
She probably gave it back to me.
It's
Mom's
gone.
Mom's the type of gift giver that we normally have to explicitly say, hey, for this holiday, I would like you to specifically give me, like Valentine's
but
Day.
But the thing is,
I'd have to say, can you please just get me one singular box of Cocoa Pebbles? That's all I want. I don't want chocolate. I don't want any fancy lotions. I just want you to give me one box of cereal, period. That's it.
Boring.
But she'll get us our cereal, but then
she has to get something else.
Ring that holds lip gloss in it, from 2002.
So listen, okay, wait.
Because it was just so cute.
And it was clearanced.
And somehow it made her.
This has just turned into a roasting mom
episode. But wait.
First of all, it's just little fillers for your big presents.
Right.
I like to fill around.
And all
also,
it's filling is
also,
the landfill.
None of those baby things were Temu. They were Etsy.
Work.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, so back to, this was actually a cute
It was present. Very cute.
She had some crates that she connected, and
it
then she made the little rod that looked like a little hanging.
So that you can use those crates for her wedding.
Oh, yeah, sure. They're holding my baby's toys for right now. They're
love it.
For sure.
Until I figure out what to do with that. Right. But yes, it was a very cute, it had crates on the bottom with it had Marcus's blanket, I think maybe a book, card.
Yeah.
Some other.
Couple of little random, just knick-knacky stuff.
And the Indie Bang Bang stuff. Also, stuff was in there.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of Taylor Swift. So basically, the main gift was a bunch of different cool onesies.
And they were mostly Taylor Swift themed.
Obviously.
She did get the crocheted Wizard of Oz Dorothy costume.
Yes, for those of you that don't know.
Her first Halloween costume.
Yeah, she's due around Halloween. Maddie was completely obsessed with The Wizard of Oz as a kid. Like, at daily wore I her slept Dorothy in. Out. Slept in.
I slept
there
in.
Was a Wizard of Oz store like 10 minutes from our house.
A whole store?
Yeah, you don't remember that store?
No.
Oh, you'll know it. Okay. You would know it. Yeah. We literally used to take her. It was Wizard of Oz themed. It's not there anymore. Like about 15 minutes away down one of our highways. I'll tell you about it. But to literally get new dresses and new ruby red slippers.
Yes, like, because
she would just wear it until she grew out of it, until it got ruined, and for like at least 5 years. Like the first 5 years of her life.
I even slept in the shoes. Like I'd go to bed with these heels on my feet. The hair had to ruby be in red braids. Slippers. If my hair wasn't in the braids, I wasn't going to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
just in case the tornado came to Whisker.
The basket was with Toto was on, like, in bed with me tucked in.
Right.
Like,
right.
It was a whole thing.
Preschool all the time, having to wear her Dorothy dress. It was an entire
production.
Yeah, every day. And she had to watch the movie at least 3 times a day. Yeah.
My upset, it was weird. I would come home from preschool and I would watch The Wizard of Oz and I would also watch, I don't know which
Twister.
One. No, it was Scream.
Oh, no, yeah. It was that one where...
It was Scream, because maybe now I'm absolutely terrified of the Scream.
Yeah, and I hate The Wizard of Oz for those reasons. Like, I always hated the flying monkeys. At a certain point...
Maddie watched the scariest movies.
Yeah, I'd come home from preschool.
3 years old on.
From kindergarten, and Maddie would just be full-blown, like, in the middle of a murder on top of mom's bed.
No, literally. I'm
gonna go play outside.
She was a murderino from day one.
She was the original murderino.
It was, like, kind of concerning for a three-year-old. Like, I come home, and I'm watching these Scream movies, like, just sipping my apple juice, eating my peanut butter and jelly, and mom just comes in, and she's like, all right, well, she's content. I'm going to leave her alone. Instead of turning it off.
Yeah, which like brings us to a later thing that we're going to talk about. What are some things from your childhood that we're not going to do? We don't need to get into it yet. But yes, that is so funny. So yeah, exciting though that you had the little crochet outfit that mom ordered for you. It comes with the little hat that has the braids hanging down.
Uh-huh. Which and is the really little fun. Crocheted red ruby slippers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it was just a bunch of other like Taylor Swift themed onesies.
Yeah, like Maddie and Donovan's version.
That
like,
one was my favorite.
That's fun.
Cute. Yeah.
And then, like, the little Eras Tour dress. I think that's, like, a 2T, so she won't be wearing that for a minute. But that's fine.
That was the smallest size I could get.
I'd rather her wear that more. So, yeah, I did cry when I see it. I was like, okay, this is actually pretty cute and thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
pretty fun. Can't believe she did it. Yeah.
And then...
Nailed it.
That leads with the Wizard of Oz. That leads to, like, the third cool gift that I got was my grandma. Actually, my grandma and my grandpa... Like, the night before she said, I was opening her gifts at the baby shower, and I looked, and so there was a pair of ruby red slippers in this, like, little lunch bag, like, brown lunch bag. So I pulled them out, I was like, oh, cute, and as I was, like, holding them up and showing people, I was, like, looking at them, I was like, these look, like, pretty worn, and then I was like, are these mine? Like, from when I was 4 or 5 years old, or however, like, they were the original old OG ruby red slippers I would sleep in.
Yeah.
And she was like, I literally just found those. I said, that's absolutely wild. I didn't know that these still existed.
Yeah.
It was so fun. None of us knew that.
She had saved them in one of her crates.
Everybody was like, oh.
Yeah, like, it was cute. And then like,
Mom instantly started bawling, obviously.
It's so fun to have that stuff that you like don't even think about.
It was. I was just looking at them and like, you could tell that the toes, because I like to...
Like the glitter was off.
It was off of the toes. Because
you were clacking those things.
I like to clack them. I would wear them to... Do you remember we lived on this one road, our first house, and the blue house at the corner.
Yep.
Mary.
Yeah.
We were also such, I don't know why we did what we did, but when we lived on this road, we just would go play outside. I know I would do this at least. I don't know if you ever joined me, but I would go to Mary's house. I mean, she's like 6 houses down. I'd go to the end of the road and I would go up to her porch. Do you remember she had this
really pretty porch?
She had a really pretty, it was a long porch or long walkway, but her stairs looked like the stairway of like a castle, like it was oval, like curved,
yeah,
and I would play on in front of her front door. Like, like if Ring cameras were a thing back then.
Yes. Well, she had a window right there that was in her kitchen.
Yep.
And I would see her in there. And I wouldn't, like, wave to her or anything. I just would play
Castle. Like it was your house.
I played princesses on her doorstep. There was this other house, probably 10 houses down.
Yep.
That had a porch that kind of wrapped around-ish. I played on theirs all the time.
Yep.
I just... Mom, I... ran that neighborhood. Okay.
We did run that neighborhood, dude.
That's I true. Just went and played on people's.
That's why people bought so many things from us all the time, because they just knew we knew where they lived.
Well, I think Mary had told me one time, she was like, yeah, she was like, whatever you want, like come over. And I said, okay. And so I took advantage of it.
Yep.
And I would go play.
We
on
were
Mary's
very
porch.
Lucky to live in a neighborhood that people were not trying to kill. I mean, we were full blown inside people's houses too.
Yes.
Like just a random. There was these two people that they just called themselves Grandma and Grandpa. Which and so I,
oh, yeah,
it was
I
like on the
remember.
Far side of the block, like around, around.
Cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
on the other side of the subdivision. And I literally would be like, I'm going to Grandma and Grandpa's house. And it was just these two old people. And I would just go in their house and they'd like give me dimes. Like
there was this house over there. I think it was actually on the corner of the cul-de-sac. But I was like selling Girl Scout cookies or what the gift wrapping paper to this house. And this girl just like let me in her house.
Yeah.
And I just sat and I just talked to her about, like, school.
Where was your mom during all this? I mean, my gosh.
We were, we spent so much time. We've been in at least half of the houses of our neighborhood.
Well, I and think everybody did know you because the one time when you decided to run away or take a walk or whatever, and you were three... Yeah. In your little red ruby slippers.
Past Debbie's house.
And you walk down the street around the corner or around the curve.
No, it was only like three houses down because they had the German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was about four.
It was like four or five houses,
Yeah, we've like been in everybody's house on that.
And then
block,
you wouldn't
basically.
Come back because you saw the dog and you were scared. Mm-hmm. And then the lady came out.
Had to like walk you out.
Yeah, and walked you back home. Thank goodness she knew where you were or lived. I didn't even know you walked out of the house.
Yeah.
She was a runner.
I was a so great.
But no, I mean, and then there was a house next to the one that had the wrapped around porch. I would go to their house and I think I would I don't even think I would walk their dog. Or we did
no,
there
you
was
did.
A dog that we did walk. Yeah. It was like a border collie or something.
Uh-huh. Dolly maybe or something.
Yeah, but that was on the other end of the block. Yeah. But there was this other house that I don't even know what
it
did.
Was a husky.
Yeah, it was a husky. And so I would go and walk their dog, and they paid me with zebra cakes. So I always went to their house and played on their porch. And sometimes I would just go knock on the door and ask for a zebra cake. I didn't even walk the dog.
I probably thought we were...
I can't believe I'm just hearing this for the first time.
That is so true. Or just, we would literally, like, Dolly, the border collie, we would just go knock. I'm pretty sure her name was Dolly. Yes. We would just, I would just go knock and I would literally say, can I take your dog for a walk? And they would just let us have her. Like, they would be like, yep, let me grab her leash. And I would just walk her.
Yeah.
Like, all hours of the day.
And I just
went
to this other house and just said, do you have any zebra cakes? And they'd give me one. And if they didn't have zebra cakes, they'd find something to give me so I could just get off their porch. I don't know.
Here, kid.
I miss that neighborhood, dude.
That was
so
the best
funny.
Thing for her to grow up in.
We actually need to get back in there. I did love it myself.
Yeah,
it was
my
great.
Gosh. That was so fun.
Obviously, everyone but myself took care of my children, so it was
so
pretty
hilarious.
Easy.
Yeah, people were probably like, where are this... Does this kid not get fed? Like, what? Where is this kid's, like, parent?
Yeah. Well, gosh, yeah. Okay, so that kind of just takes us, let's just get into childhood a little bit, or just, like, what you're looking forward to. A, are there things, that you did as a kid, or that your mom or dad, our mom and dad, like, did that you were like, no way, I'm not doing that, or, like, actually, I'm really excited about doing this.
So
like,
what are some things that you look forward to about being a mom?
Yeah.
Like, what are you looking forward to about being a mom?
Looking forward to?
Having the baby out of you?
Yes.
Besides that, of course.
Would be, guys, I really was, like, sleeping last night, and I was like, you know, third trimester, I think, is the worst. I would much rather take the morning sickness the first trimester. Then, because I was laying in bed.
Do you have to sleep on your back?
No, you're not allowed to sleep on your
Oh, sorry.
You're technically not supposed to because there's a major. I learned
Thank
this in
God
my,
I hate
I learned
Rebecca.
This in my birth class today too, Work. Which we'll okay. get to. But there's like a major vessel that runs along your back that if like all the weight of baby and uterus and like all the extra weight of everything else like Whoa. Goes on it, it could like decrease your oxygen. It could baby's oxygen.
That's good.
So
though.
I've been.
Thank God I'm not a back sleep.
Yeah, I'm not either. But I've. It's been so. It's like
it's hard to turn and roll over and
yes.
sleep
and
on your
when
side.
And then I am on my left side, like all the weight on my stomach is like slouched, and sometimes I just feel like shortness of breath. Like it's just so exhausting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would much rather.
That's why the waterbed was so wonderful when I was pregnant with you girls.
But
bring back waterbeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the question?
What do you look forward to? I'm looking forward to her brain working again, I'll tell you that.
It wasn't that great before, but
it wasn't,
I was
no,
just gonna say.
We used to joke she was half a brain, and then our friend Haley's the other half, yeah. and so sometimes Haley's probably been working overtime recently for the two, that Bluetooth connection is
but,
stronger. What do you look forward to?
I look forward to just having a cute little baby, and
yeah,
looking at her.
I
no,
can't
I really
wait to hold
forward,
her.
Ugh. I really look forward to like seeing Donovan be a dad. I think he's gonna be a really good caring dad. That's mm-hmm. and just like seeing him and like a little girl is like, ugh.
It's so funny that they're you guys are having a girl.
What?
It is funny. And then
Yeah, bitch.
Let
her talk.
Yeah, just doing like a bunch of little I'm really excited to see like Lucas. Our
yes.
nephew, well, my best friend's kid, but
our basically nephew,
basically nephew, basically our
the first love of our life.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm really excited for him to like grow up with her,
yeah,
and stuff because he just went and visited Rachel's other best friend's baby in Virginia, and he was just like really sweet. He was like hello, like obsessed with her, and so I was like, I can't wait for him to be obsessed with my baby,
yeah,
as well,
yeah,
and just. Be so cute.
Do you have some like ideas of like traditions? Because we had like, you know, a few traditions for certain mm-hmm. like holidays or birthdays or things like that we would do. Do you have things that you have ideas of or do you plan
that
on continuing?
You, yeah, continuing or some that you might start on your own, but like any that you want to continue from your childhood?
I definitely want to continue, obviously, like the night before Christmas reading book.
What is
that?
I had never heard of that book before.
Ever since we were little, our mom, every single night, the night before Christmas, obviously, she reads us the night before Christmas book. And it's just been, that's been probably one of my favorite things is like seeing, because it was just us three girls, but now it's like us three girls and Rachel. And then it was us four girls, I should say.
Yeah.
And now Lucas. And now it's going to be us four girls, Lucas and baby. Yeah. Like just seeing.
Or even like if there were like years that we like weren't with mom, like on Christmas Eve, like she had the book that recorded, and so
yeah,
we would
she
listen
had
to the recording, or we would call her, and
yeah,
it was like, yeah.
And so I think that'll be fun.
I mean, we're all in our PJs. At,
is that she's
at
gonna
the age of 28 and 26?
Join.
And,
yeah. She's gonna join the audience,
yeah.
which will be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't even necessarily have to be the one reading. Like I like that mom reads.
Yeah.
You know.
For
yeah.
sure.
So that'll be fun. The reindeer food, making reindeer food.
Yep.
Spreading that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of Christmas stuff that we do.
It's a lot of Christmas traditions.
Are you going to carry on the tradition when you plug in your tree?
Yeah, well, is that one when, like,
so, like
Santa's watching or
that's
something?
That's when Santa officially starts.
The elf on the shelf. That one's kind of a newer one.
Yeah,
elf
are
on
you
the
elf?
Shelf is,
are you,
yeah.
is an elf going to visit your house? Or are you, is your house on the no-fly list?
I think that I want the elf to visit my house. But my elf, I can see my elf being a little bit
lazy. You're going to have a lazy elf? Yeah.
yeah. You know, he might fall asleep in the same spot for a few
yeah.
days.
That's yeah. why That's why the elf dev never visits.
We're going to see what kind of energy level my elf
my preaching room. Because every year my kids ask about an elf in my preaching room and I go, the elf doesn't come here.
The elf doesn't come.
And they're like, what? Why? And I'm like... I think last year, I think was the very first year that I told my kids the elf was going to come. And it was like 2 days before the end of the school year or the end of before Christmas break. And I showed them a picture I just looked up on Google of a sick elf, like just laying there, like passed out. Uh-huh. And I said, he actually got really sick. Like he showed up at my house, but he was sick. So he couldn't come. But he brought me like some snowballs and we can have a snowball fight or something. And so that's what we did. But that was about the extent of my elf experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're allowed to have a lazy elf.
Yeah.
So don't let people make you feel bad about it.
If the elf is,
yeah.
Obviously, like the, you know, cookies and milk for Santa.
Yeah. Thing. Do you have any other traditions that we do any other time?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the non-holiday ones.
Yeah, I don't know. We play 50 Cent in the club for the birthdays. That's about
it. Oh yeah. Uh huh. To the window, to the wall.
Yeah.
At like
we try to teach when the kid the most inappropriate walls. The most inappropriate songs that we can before they can start talking. Other than that,
it's just little things like getting together for holidays or like going to the pumpkin patch or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like just the little things.
Easter egg hunt and the Easter baskets are my favorite.
Or like when Lucas was born, my favorite thing to do with Lucas was like to read to him. I'm excited to read to your kid.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited. Like Lucas, we would have game nights, but we had to get him asleep on the couch first. And that would require all of us to try to hold him, rock him to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And if we really couldn't do it, I somehow had a touch about me that I could turn on 20 minutes of Baby Shark and he was out by the 7 minute mark. And then I would just rock the rest of it just in case.
Yeah.
And then we'd be free to play our games for the rest of the night.
How about are you gonna take your little 4-year-old to the Gypsies?
Yeah, Maddie might have to have a 6-year-old
when she.
So that leads me to things I'm pants. Not gonna do.
Right, let's get into the. That's a longer list.
When she's a pee pants, just because she's lazy, you're not gonna take her to the Gypsies.
No, I'm not gonna traumatize her with the Gypsies.
For those that don't know who the Gypsies are, they're literally. Tell me if you've pictured this as well. And I don't know if this is how mom sold it to us or not.
I pictured
the Gypsy as Dobby the Elf from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Did you advertise the Gypsies like that?
I don't remember really ever advertising. Maybe. I don't know.
She would just threaten to take us to these magical and imaginary
people.
But I imagine
them taller than Dobby the Elf, but they looked like... Like, I didn't imagine them short. I think I imagined, like...
Bigger?
Yeah, I don't know.
And there was one night where Maddie did have a tendency to pee in her pants.
Mm-hmm. But this carried on. And at first I was pretty worried. It was excessive. I was worried because I thought something was wrong. But
it was just full-blown Maddie choosing not to do it.
It was full-blown laziness, come to find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have had enough.
Yes.
And she did not give a shit.
No. It was really funny. So there was one night... She finally says, "That's it. I'm over it. You're going to the Gypsies." And she
pack your bags.
She gave Maddie a suitcase and said, "Go pack it."
And
Maddie's maybe 5, which means I'm maybe 6, which means Megan's maybe 10 or 11. Like older than that.
I went into the bedroom because us three girls shared a room.
We shared a room.
And I went into the room and I was packing my bag and Megan and Marissa were sitting on the bed crying, like watching me. Leave the house for the rest of my life. They're never gonna see me again. And we're like having our little hug behind the door.
Said, say goodbye to your sisters.
And Megan and Marissa are like, I'm crazy. Like,
I think she's lost it.
I remember.
And
we're all just
crying, hugging each other because we think that this is it. This is the end of the road for us girls.
She puts Maddie in the van.
And I get in the van. I don't think I sat in the seat. I think I sat on the floor. And mom opened the side door. And I mean,
we drove right around the corner.
We had a little forest. Like there was a little plot.
It's not even a forest.
No, it was a little plot
that house got built.
Yeah, maybe 12 trees in it.
That's where the gypsies lived. And every time we passed it, mom said, I'm going to take you there one day. And that day came. And so she opened that door. She opened the side door. And I kid you not, I mean, I turned into like the strongest human being ever. And I like she was trying to pull me out of the back of this car, and I was hanging on for dear life, like with a death grip.
I don't remember.
Were we with you in the car?
No. Well, I'm not gonna say you were like dragging me, like
it wasn't. Super,
but like, I mean, I was not budging. Like, I was not getting out of the car.
But you did get out.
I did get out, and I think I like stood on the curb. You might have drove away.
I
can't remember.
I said, get walking.
Yeah. And I think I might have even peed my pants while walking there because I was so fucking scared.
She said this.
You
is
were
my
dragging
life now.
Your suitcase about bowling. You got about 5 feet and you turned around because I was still sitting there. And you turned around and you're like, Mom, please.
No,
you
but I'm like begging. Sobbing.
Yeah.
You like, were like, you could barely understand me.
Give me one more chance. And I won't pee my pants ever again.
Except for right now, I just did.
And I said, Maddie, I can't trust you. And you're like, Mom, so you're dramatic. Begging. Yeah, you were. And you're like, Mom, please, I promise. And I said, okay, but this is the only second chance you'll ever get. Get in here. And so you hobbled your suitcase back into the car.
I ran it when we got home. I ran into the house. Marissa and Megan are still crying on the bed together. I ran in the room and I just like tackled them and we're like, oh my God.
Like, so I think I really remember sitting there and being like, did you see the gypsies?
Yeah.
Like, was it scary?
Yeah. Like, I just went to like, I just went on this whole
like
adventure.
You were just in like Vietnam, like in the Vietnam War or something.
Yeah,
like,
and they're like,
blown.
What did you see? What was it like?
Just PTSD.
Yeah.
And all this happened in about 6 minutes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was probably...
It could have been a Hollywood film.
Yeah. But it felt like eternity.
Did you stop peeing your pants after that?
Yes.
On purposely, yes. Yeah. If I did it again, it was because somebody was tickling me too hard and wouldn't let me go to the bathroom when I told him to let me go back. Like, I told people, like, Dad or you or something would, like, be tickling me. And I'm like, I'm gonna pee on you. And you wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. And so I did.
You
so
do what you gotta do, dude.
I stopped peeing my pants on purpose. That's and I so stopped funny. Being lazy.
Yeah.
Anytime after that was other people's problems and
that's
faults.
Hilarious.
And that's what I won't do with my child because that was pretty scary.
Now, what if your child puts on a pair of cowgirl boots, and she will have some because I will buy her some.
I wouldn't
and
suggest, yeah.
She decides that she is mad at you over whatever, you telling her no, she can't have cake. And she stomps as hard as she can down the hall on your hardwood floors to her room and slams the door. And as she's stomping as hard as she can and gets to the door, she lets out a big, as she shuts the door. Like,
and then she does it again.
And then
and again.
You don't say anything.
And again.
And then she does it two more times. And finally, on the third time, you will warn her, shut that door like that. Slam that door one more time and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
What's and then happen? You just hear her in her bedroom mumbling whatever.
Cuss words.
Cuss words
I
and
did
whatever. Yes.
Call you the B word a few times.
Uh-huh. At 5 years old.
As a 4 or 5 year old. But you know what? I whispered it. So.
Yeah. That's your business.
Well, when that happens,
you're just gonna. Here's what you're gonna do. You're just gonna giggle.
I'll probably giggle, but
you will.
Donovan
and do nothing
won't
about
giggle.
It.
That man's taking the door off, and he's throwing the boots away.
Whoa! So, not the boots.
That's where
you tell that kid to call Auntie Arissa. She's gonna get another. I'm gonna have boots on a
I'm
subscription.
I'm going to dust my hands and put it and say, "You got that one. That ain't me."
I can't wait to watch him have to deal with the girl.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to watch you have to deal with the girl because you feel like such a boy mom. And it's going to be so funny.
It is going to be funny.
I'm
going to
end up with all boys because I'm supposed to be a girl mom.
Yeah. I
but
definitely.
You're total boy mom vibes.
It's so sad.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the curse is with you.
Uh huh.
My mom cursed me and I will curse you as well.
Mom you already will, has like cast
you will
the
have
spell.
A child just like yourself. Yeah, hilarious. Being that you are just
Mom
like
your
mother.
Mom sleeps in my house at night and she's like doing a whole ritual on my
cabinet. She's throwing the sage and
yeah.
got
as
incense.
I'm sleeping.
She likes
my
witch
belly.
Stuff. That's what she's been doing at Witch's Night every year for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay, what's been the craziest thing about your body and pregnancy so far? Or like changes? Slash, you could choose which question you want to answer. Or if it's both. Did you learn anything crazy in your birthing class today? Because you had to go to your like birthing class and mm-hmm. get the 411 on that. So.
Yeah. I think craziest thing about the pregnancy so far has been... I mean, obviously, I just feel heavy.
Right.
And it's kind of exhausting. And just, I don't know. I'm somebody who's, like, always moving. Kind of like that. I always have to be doing something.
Yeah.
And so that's also been hard to do is, like...
Because it slows you down.
Yeah. But it's just, like, I don't know. I've had to, like, I feel bad asking Donovan to, like, mow the yard or, like, do all this stuff that, like, typically I do. That I, like, sometimes enjoy doing. It's not that I hate, like, doing it or anything. But I just, like, can't do some things. And so...
Yeah.
It's just, like... And I'm not one to typically ask for help. So that's kind of hard for me to do. Is, like, start asking for help a lot more than I usually do. Body-wise, I don't know. My feet haven't swollen yet, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Oh, it's exciting.
It's coming.
I know. That was my biggest fear was I was... giant feet and yikes. Luckily they have not done that yet. Other than that, it's just weird seeing, I don't know, feeling how heavy it yeah. all is.
It probably feels
the
weird also
to, in the movement
yeah
in
to
there.
Know she's just in there rolling around.
Yeah, the movement's pretty wild. I can't tell right now if she's like breech or not. I still have time, but like I feel kicks more lower down here, like in my pelvic area than more like at the top, so I can't tell if she's flipped yet or not.
No, I wouldn't think so. If you're feeling them down here, yeah. she hasn't turned.
I mean,
yet.
I feel things like on the sides a little bit, but that oh, might yeah. just be like her arms or something. So, but that's definitely something that I want to figure out because I want her to flip. But yeah, other than that, the first trimester I had like really bad food aversions to meat, especially. Yeah. Just like nothing sounded good.
Even into the second trimester, you were like kind of picky about.
Yeah,
your
I mean,
food.
It was like seven. I was like 17 weeks, and I was like, I got to like the second trimester. I got to like 12, 13 weeks. I said, okay, it should be slowing down. 15th week came, and I was like, I'm still not like this is still yeah. really annoying, and I was still getting morning sickness every day.
Yeah.
And then it was like week 17. I was like, okay, literally any fucking day
wrap
now,
it up.
Like, can yeah. be great. So luckily. I'm back into some meats. Ground beef is still an iffy thing for me, which is kind of sad because I do love myself a good, like, Culver's burger or, yeah. like, Five Guys burger.
Yum.
But every time I've had Five Guys while I've been pregnant, it does not stay down. It's like, maybe 20 minutes.
Lord, right may that up. Never happen to me.
Yeah. It's, like, awful. So I was like, okay, I don't know what your deal is with burgers and ground beef, but...
I was the same.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, you haven't been a super crazy eater too bad.
No,
you're
that's
actually
it.
On the like less on the lighter side, I feel like.
That's mm-hmm. yeah, I haven't really like been stuffing my face with like everything. You know,
more frequently eating or needing to eat, but not
yeah,
as
but smaller stuff.
It's yeah, definitely yeah. small. Yeah, like I definitely eat like half of my dinner plate like when we have dinners at home or something. And sometimes I'll come back to it later, sometimes I won't. I'll just like good for the night. I feel like now I've been getting hungrier more mm-hmm. often.
Yeah.
And I feel like Haley even kind of called that. She was like, I feel like towards the end of pregnancy you're just gonna everything. Yeah. And I kind of do I am starting to feel that way, but it's still not like big portions. It's just yeah. more way more often.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Some of my cravings have been all like cereal, milkshakes.
Much cereal
lately. Recently, it's been a burrito from Chipotle.
Ugh. Oh gosh,
I'm gonna get that for lunch now.
Work.
I went to take a nap after my birth class today, and I was like, I could really eat a burrito right now, but I'm gonna take a nap and work. So,
absolutely. Did you learn anything what? Super crazy or like scary or exciting? In your birthing class.
Do you plan on using medication or pain or anything?
So
epidural or anything?
I would like to not have an epidural, but we're going to see how that goes when it gets there. But that the epidural, like, it just, it freaks me out. And we watched, like, a video and learned about it today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew a little bit about it, you know, obviously before. But that was just, it's, like, a weird thought to me that this thing is going in between, like, in your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, or, like, in between. It's just, like, freaky to me. And so I get, like, the
heebies.
Yeah, the heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies. Yeah.
Thinking about it. So I would prefer not to have an epidural. I'd rather just, like, figure out ways to cope with, or either, like, different pain medications. Like, there's, they could give you morphine or nitrous, the gas, whatever stuff. I don't know.
It was, so, yeah, they just have other options that they could possibly give you. So you're hoping to avoid a full-blown needle.
They have other options that are less invasive, less, like, the effects don't last as long.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm hoping to either get those instead or just whatever.
Yeah.
If I need to have a C-section, obviously that would be like an emergency. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, yeah, that's different if you're having a C-section, but just to.
But the plan is all natural.
With your Gen Z midwife calling you a girly pop.
Yeah, she's like, all right, girly pop, give me one more.
Yes, queen, push.
Yeah.
Maddie, I went to one appointment with Maddie, like, in the beginning of her pregnancy, and they make you see all of your midwives or whatever so that you know them in case they're there for you when you have your baby. And so the one, we just were sitting in that room for maybe 10 minutes, and we could hear this just loud voice walking into every room, just pumped up. Just like.
So hype.
Oh my gosh, I love your shirt. How are you feeling, girl? Yes. Hey, like, queen. Just like every single, like, full blown, just full, like, Barbie positive, like, crazy. And I was like, man, whoever that is in a really good mood today. In, knock, knock, knock. She walks in. Hey, queen, how are you today? She was so hype. She was so like, yes, work. Little girl's running in there. Like,
it was so hard.
The whole most funny thing. And it was so hard.
So hard to, like, keep, one, be serious.
Yes.
But also try not to just start dying laughing with Marissa in the room.
Yes, because it just felt like walking, like, it felt like a skit. Like, you just never hear or see those people. She left and I immediately was like, I would kill to let that woman deliver your baby. Yeah. With Donovan in the room, because Donovan would not even know what to do, like, with himself. Because she just was, she was just so upbeat and positive. And I was like, honestly, I love her.
She's like, all right, girly pop, let's listen to Heartbeat. Like, get up here.
Yeah. Like, she's like, oh, you got a runner in there. Like, trying to find her. So she was really funny.
That's great.
Honestly, if I get her to deliver my baby, I mean,
that's a good time.
It's going to be so much fun.
If she's delivering your baby, you call me. I'll be in the room.
Yeah.
Donovan can wait outside.
Yeah.
Because I loved her energy.
It was pretty fun.
It was fun.
There was one funny thing. I mean, there was just a lot of information in general, but they were telling us about, like, they have these comfort carts in the room. So it has, like, all of this. Like, it has galaxy lights. It has candles, not, like, open flame, like the fake candles, obviously. But, and then they have, like, a little aromatherapy thing.
Okay.
And so she was telling us how, like, they have, like, a diffuser and all the oils, essential oils and stuff. But when she was going over, she had said aromatherapy, Donovan just started kind of, like, giggling. And he was, and he told me, he said, you know, when she mentioned the aromatherapy, he was like, my brain just went straight to, like, you know, the smelling salts. And if you just, he was like, imagine just taking a whiff of that and you're like, and then you're like, poof, and baby just shoots out. I was like, honestly,
so that's like, one way to do it.
I was like, it might be more effective than we think.
Yeah.
But he was like, I don't know why, like, but she said that, and that's just the first thing my brain went to was smelling. So
that is so funny.
He was like, you could really pop that sucker out.
Yeah, dude, let's get it. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
It was hilarious. Have fun. Yeah, was he, like, overwhelmed by it today?
It was definitely a lot of information, and he was glad that he went. He's more just, like, worried about, like, the, you know, like getting, he was like, when do we need to leave? What door do I go to? If it's like between these hours.
The logistics.
Yeah. He's just into like what he actually needs to be doing. Yeah. Rather
Can I bring my computer for rooms?
Yeah.
What is the Wi-Fi password?
I'm kidding. But he's just like he's like, it's good information. Like, because between certain hours we go in the main entrance. If it's like in the middle of the night, we have to go to the ER. And yeah. He's like, do I like the bags, do I go get the bags, do I park the car in the front and then like bring you in, get you checked in, then go park the car, like just all the little things.
Oh my gosh,
like this is probably the last thing you need to be worrying about,
right?
But
maybe just find somebody to pick up on the road on your guys's way there, and but they can deal with the parking for
no,
you.
No, it was good. They had like,
will there be a valet?
Yeah. they had like a little session for like what he'll be able to do actually in the room, like
cool.
Massage or support things. And
do I still get to go whatever. In with you
for now?
No.
Oh boy, that unless you're bringing like those gypsies with you, and then you're not a welcome
unless
there.
You bring the gypsies.
If you do not let me in that room, you will be sent to the gypsies when you're exiting the hospital.
Yeah,
that's good.
I would like, yeah, I want you in there for at least when she's born, because I know that you're probably like dying for that moment. But there might be like times during labor that I might just want Donovan. But I obviously will make sure that you're in there for the actual birth.
Well, I could also, like my dad when he was in there, like that bad.
Yeah.
In the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want you in there, because especially since Donovan is such like a, he's like, I'd like, this is your thing. Figure this out.
he's scared to hold the baby. Yeah. He like didn't hold Lucas for the first 2 years of life.
He's like he'll be there for support and everything like that, but if like the nurse comes in and they suggest doing something, or like okay, we might need to, you know, do Pitocin or like whatever, like Pitocin, or if they're suggesting something like that's where I'm like, I want mom as the person to also, because you know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And Donovan does now a little bit that we had this birth class, but like,
yeah,
I feel like mom will be able to vouch more for like, no, mm-hmm. yes, or like you'll be able to be that third party,
like, yeah, to give her the advice of,
yeah, to give me advice of if I should do it, if I shouldn't do it, or like if I'm telling people no,
yeah,
like the nurses or doctors, like I don't want this or I do want this, and they're just not listening to me. Like, you could be...
Mama Bear's gonna throw down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Donovan's just gonna be like,
I will send those doctors to the gypsies.
Yeah. Whereas Donovan's just gonna be like, whatever you want, whatever you think is best. I'm like,
yeah,
I need help here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's gonna be really
just more
funny.
As, like, a third party.
Yeah. Really voice. Scary. That's the one thing. It's really scary. The only times... I mean, the first one's scary. Marissa, I wasn't scared with you. I wasn't scared with.
Yeah.
Until they gave
it's
me
the. It's just the first one.
Yeah.
It's the hardest and the longest. But I think you'll do great.
It's exciting. Don't have it in the middle of parent preacher conferences.
When are those?
The week after you're due. That's what Rachel and I were kind of talking about today. I was like, well, there's a good chance if she's late, I'm booked for a while.
Well, Rachel doesn't want me going until any time before my due date, because she's going out of town October 27th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so she's like, you have to have it after.
Where's she going?
Ohio for a wedding. But she's like, you have to have it after October 27th, because she doesn't want to miss any, like when she's home, she's like, I don't want to miss any baby time. I'm like, what if I have it?
Tell
like-
her she don't get baby time. Risk so is like, first.
I'm like, well, I'll do the best I can, Rachel, but I'm not gonna make any promises.
I'm gonna be honest, October 27th doesn't work for me really, so we'll be
Hey, that's grandpa's birthday.
Yeah, we get that's conference week. Let's not do it. I'm also having a massage on Halloween, so if you can avoid it that day,
mm-hmm.
that'd be ideal.
Well, I would be 41 weeks. I would hope that I'm not.
All right, let's get that thing out there. Yeah, I don't work there. Yeah. I'm not a baby, so
I would hope I don't. It would be fun to have a Halloween baby, but I'm like, also, I'm Let's probably going to be yeah. way over it.
Yeah. Well, that was a lot.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Manny.
Thanks for letting us chit-chat with you, though.
Yeah.
It's way past my bedtime.
Way past. Little baby in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eurysil, will see you soon.
We have 70 days.
70 days.
10 weeks.
That's crazy. It's gone fast.
Yeah.
Gosh. Hey, if anybody has any other advice or questions or anything at all for Maddie, remember to hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at our Gmail. It's goingforit@gmail.com. If you want to donate money to us, I will consider giving it to the baby. Consider is a strong word there.
It does have a piggy bank.
Oh, sorry. Can't wire transfer to a piggy bank. All right. Well, with that, that's the end of our episode, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
For the good of the people?
Nothing.
It's been another episode of Just Going For It.
Love you. Bye.